making. It's more than we make. Anyway, you know that one of the biggest annual expenses motorists have here in Ontario and elsewhere is insurance for our vehicles. And yes, it's expensive and it is extremely important. Yet according to a new Ipsos survey, we spend more time picking paint colors than choosing our auto insurance. And that results in problems. Justin Thruin is the CEO of lowestrates.ca, and he's on the line with me now. Mr. Thruin, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Well, my pleasure. So how much time do we actually spend shopping for vehicle insurance?
We spend about 2.5 hours researching and selecting car insurance. And as you mentioned, that's a very small amount of time when you compare with the over 8 hours that consumers are spending on their next vacation destination, or 4.5 hours picking the new furniture for their home, or 3 hours picking paint color.
So the question I have is, like, why do we spend so little time making this decision?
Well, I think it's because researching options for auto insurance really isn't as much fun as other life decisions. It's more exciting to change the paint color on your walls or select new furniture for your home, and especially, you know, your next destination, especially when it's cold like this. But it is really important to spend a little bit of time, you know, selecting the proper car insurance rate, because you can save a lot of money. And also, it's important to make sure that you have the right options for your unique needs.
Do you think that we really understand that there are varying rates? I'm just shopping for car insurance right now, and I'm getting the impression that there's very little difference in companies and what they're offering.
There is a huge difference in terms of what companies are offering, and companies change their rates all the time. So if you're with one insurance company 1 year, it may be the best rate for you, but if your situation changes, let's say you get in an accident or you get a ticket or one of those situations comes off of your record, there may well be another insurance company that's better for you the next year. And so just like you go on Expedia to compare rates for hotels and flights, you should go online and compare rates for car insurance, because in 5 minutes, you can quickly and easily do a quote and save yourself hundreds, maybe in extreme situations, thousands of dollars.
It is a complicated issue, though, isn't it? You know, when they ask, what do you want, $1 million liability, $2 million liability? I just want to say, like, I don't want to just say, just give me the cheapest rate. It takes a lot of, you have to think about it long and hard, and you have to weigh variables. How can shopping at say, your company help me do that?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely not just about the rate. As you said, different drivers have different needs. So what we try to do, and other companies like ours try to do, is make it as easy as possible for you. We pre-populate certain fields, especially the fields that certain consumers wouldn't necessarily be comfortable with or have much knowledge with. And then in combination with your own information, the information that you know, the type of car that you have, how long you've had your license for, the number of accidents, tickets, etc., then we compare the market for you and give you a list of the 15 best rates for you. But the next step is really important, which is when you've selected the rate that you like the best, which is generally the cheapest rate, we pass your information on to an insurance specialist. And that's when you still do need to take the time speaking to someone and going through, you know, point by point, you know, what are the right options for you? What should your deductible be? So it's a very good point. It's not just about the rates. And also, you know, sites like ours, in addition to making it easy to compare rates, we also provide a lot of information in an easily digestible fashion. Because, look, insurance isn't that exciting, but it is important.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's important to empower yourself and arm yourself with the right information, as well as to compare and get the best rate.
So what are some of the problems that you see crop up if someone is quick to you know, choose a car insurance, you know, company and just go for it?
Well, I mean, there's a bunch of them. Mostly the complacency causes you to waste money. I mean, if you stay with the same company year over year over year,
just automatically renew? Yeah.
You just automatically, which is what most people do. You know, it's what I used to do. you're wasting money. You're wasting at least hundreds of dollars per year by doing that. So that's the first thing. And then the second thing is just, as I mentioned, you know, as your life changes and as your driving history changes, you might have different needs. You know, you might want a lower deductible or a higher deductible, or you might want a different amount of coverage based on how old or new your car is. So, you know, anytime, you know, every year you should be comparing just to see if your rate has changed, you can get a better rate. Because, you know, it doesn't take very much time. It takes 5 minutes to do that on a rate comparison site. But anytime you have a major change in your life or your car or your driving history, not only is it important to, you know, check the rate, but then it's also important to speak with an insurance professional to make sure that you have the right coverage for your unique needs.
A lot of us approach insurance companies with fear. I know I do. Is that typical?
It's definitely typical. I mean, in general, personal finance, insurance included, is something that no one knows very much about. You know, it's a necessary evil. That's the way that most people see it. But it's intimidating because, you know, you don't learn about it at school. The government doesn't teach you about it. And, you know, most people don't have much information about it. So they just spend as little time on it as possible. And that's why we really think it's important, you know, for, you know, sites like ours to fill that gap and to make it easier for consumers to make better choices and to understand what their options are.
It's particularly important right now. I know that the Ontario government brought in some changes to regulations last year that affect the type of coverage that we're all getting. Can you touch on that?
Yes, absolutely. You know, as changes happen, and changes are happening all the time, you know, whether it's to the type of coverage that you have, or whether it's to the rates themselves. You know, insurance companies are every quarter increasing or decreasing their rates. It's always important, you know, to speak with a professional, an insurance professional, about that to make sure that you're still getting the right coverage. Because, as you say, there's a lot of changes. It's impossible for the average consumer to stay on top of them, and they shouldn't have to stay on top of them. You know, that's why it's important, you know, just like when you're trying to research a flight, you go to Expedia or TripAdvisor to compare your options. You know, that you quickly and easily go online and compare your options for car insurance too, and make sure that you're comfortable that you're getting the best rate, but also the best information.
How does
it's worth spending the time.
And how does your company make money by doing this?
So the way that we make money, we're essentially an introduction service. So a consumer comes to our site and they fill out a short form. It takes about 5 minutes with their driving information and their vehicle information, and then we run that quote through our proprietary algorithm.
Through all the companies in Ontario?
For about 15 companies. So it's what we're trying to do. Our goal would be to offer all of the different insurance companies in Ontario. We're not there yet. Right now we're at about 15. So,
how many are there?
In terms of the number of insurance companies, it's well over 30. It's well over 30, but the ones that we have on our site, you know, provide you with a very good barometer of, you know, how competitive your quote is that you have right now. And so we compare the market for you, and then we pass your information on to the company that has the lowest rate, you know, for your specific situation. And then we charge that company an amount for that information or for that lead. And whether you purchase insurance or not from that company, we get paid kind of an introductory fee or a lead amount. And it's completely free for the consumer.
But you still think it's better? You're still not having 15 companies are still excluded from that survey of rates, but you still think it's better for people to go with you than spend just 2 hours on a site doing it themselves?
Yeah, it absolutely is. And look, it's our goal to have every single insurance company in Ontario on our site, because we believe in empowering the consumer and giving them as many options as possible. You know, and certain companies may be less inclined, you know, to be on our site because it might force them to be a little bit more price competitive than they are now. And, you know, it's just changing. Canada's slow to change. You know, if you look in the UK, 70% of you know, personal financial choices like insurance and mortgage start on rate comparison sites. But in Canada, only 8% of the population have ever visited a site like ours. So Canadians just typically stay with their insurance company or stay with their bank because it's just what they've done. So I think what you'll see is more Canadians become aware of sites like ours, then you'll see all the insurance companies offering their rates on our sites.
Makes it more competitive?
Exactly. It makes it more competitive, and it's ultimately good for consumers.
Okay. Mr. Thruet, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly.
It's Thruet, but that's okay. It's good.
Thruet? Mr. Thruet? Justin Thruet? Well, thank you for telling us about it. I think it's, well, hopefully a lot of people will consider it as a viable option, especially when it comes comes to shopping. I know I will. But thanks so
much. Appreciate the time.
Okay. Justin Thruet, CEO of lowestrates.ca. Check it out. What can it possibly hurt? I hope I'm not in conflict of interest like Kellyanne Conway.